Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting second, the center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting third, the shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jack Walesa. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth, the catcher, George Dickey. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Frank Papish. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Papish. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second, the left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting third, the right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dick Adams. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth, the catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker takes first base on ball four. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly takes first base on ball four. Baker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baker scores. Philly moves to third. Walesa moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is walked intentionally. Bob Savage now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vallow moves to third. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Vallow scores. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. Dickey moves to second. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickey moves to third. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Dickey scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walesa strikes out. One out. Rudy Yurk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yurk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Yurk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Walesa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-1 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Savage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Philly reaches second base with a double. Baker moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling strikes out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walesa strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0-for-1 in the game. Savage bunts towards the mound. Papish fields it and throws to first for the out. Majeski moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Juiced takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 2 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallo for the out. One out. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0 for 2 in the game. Papish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Savage settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 2 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a line drive into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra pinch hits for Bob Savage. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill McKinn now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jack Wallace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wallace takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Russ Christopher now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Appling moves to third. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 3 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Majeski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wallace. Joost reaches second base with a double. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey bunts in front of the plate. Dickey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallo bunts towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. Joost moves to third. McCoskey moves to second. One out. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field. Wallace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCoskey moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-3 in the game. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-3 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Christopher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Michaels. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Joost applying the tag. One out. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickey for the out. Two outs. Frank Papish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Papish is 0-for-3 in the game. Papish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Philly moves to second. Two outs. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Joost strikes out. one out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCoskey hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-3 in the game. Vallow hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes York. The throw from Rosar and he is safe. York steals second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-4 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Michaels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. George Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dickey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Michaels moves to third. Dickey moves to second. It's 3-2, White Sox. Taffy Wright pinch hits for Frank Papish. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Wright reaches second base with a double. Michaels scores. Dickey scores. It's 5-2, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Baker hits a line drive to right center field. The ball gets by Chapman. Vallow fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallow. Wright scores. Baker moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adam scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. Baker moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Earl Caldwell now pitching. Dick Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Adams strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.